The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
Starter of the Romeos, which we'll touch on later on, but a tremendous opportunity for men getting together.
A men's social club.
It's a men's social club, twice a month.
Right.
Terrific. But we will talk about that later. And I just want to touch on the importance of Project Independence before we go to our guests in the town of North Hempstead. And Project Independence is the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the services offered are absolutely, now it's becoming a model for the country. Between social work services, transportation for shopping, transportation for medical, light work around the house. Actually, we were talking about some of that with these guys in a minute. The number of things that are brought to the seniors' attention through Project Independence, of course, the Christina Lou Show will go into it in greater detail, but 311. If you walk away from anything listening to our show, it's 311. You call 311. They'll give you the service. They'll get you the service. They'll refer you. It's amazing. And almost 50% of the calls that come into 311 are for Project Independence. It's amazing. And the other, I don't know what the other four, probably complaints, but that's besides the point. We're not going to go there on this show. This morning we have two different guests. Our second guest, which I just want to bring to everybody's attention, is Paul Baldassano, who has the oldest saltwater tank in the country. 45 years old, is an author, retired from the electrical union, etc. He'll be on at 10:30. And it's interesting, another individual who has taken retirement and started a whole journey that is turning out tremendous for him and his wife. But right now, we're going to be talking about Power Up Communities. And we have Ryan Madden with us, who is from Power Up. He's actually from, he's the sustainability organizer for Long Island Progressive Organization. And Paul Merkelson. Paul, I met last year, I think it was, who was on the show, who is an advocate. Because Paul has benefited from some of the services and is here just to bring it again to everybody's attention, the stuff that's available to people in the town of North Hempstead, and everything is a bit of a savings. It makes life better, not a savings. It makes your life better. I'm going to start with Ryan. Not everybody knows, you know, about your program.
Yeah.
So we'll do a general overview for everybody, and then we're going to bring Paul into it and David.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in terms of the work that Project Independence does, and it's just incredible. I think some of the best events we've had have been at the Aging in Place events at the in Westbury.
Yes, we can.
Center. Just an amazing, receptive audience, and people are there just to genuinely learn how to make a difference in their lives, and very grateful to be able to table there and actually have something to offer them. So Power Up Communities is a public program that helps homeowners go through an energy efficiency process with no out-of-pocket expense. There are rebates and financing options available through the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority to go through this energy efficiency process. And our initiative, Power Up, has been around since 2011. And over the last couple of years, we have helped hundreds of Long Island homeowners save anywhere between $800 and $3,000 a year on their utility bills. And it's not only about making, making savings improvements in your home. It's all about making it more safe and comfortable. A lot of Long Island has really old housing stock, so there's issues with air leaks, with drafts, cold spots. Needing to go into one part of your house with a sweatshirt and taking it off elsewhere,
right.
Just uneven heating and cooling. So it's really about comfort. And also in the assessments that are done through this program are health and safety inspections, making sure that there's no buildup of mold, making sure that there's no leakage of carbon monoxide with old appliances. So it's a really encompassing program that is there to address the second-by-second comfort issues while you're in your home, as well as saving you hundreds of dollars every month.
Just walk me through briefly the process.
Yeah.
Now, a senior may think they have mold, or they may feel a draft. Do they have to call you and specifically say, I think I have a draft, or would you come to do a general overview.
Yeah, so again, our organization, the Long Island Progressive Coalition, has funding from NYSERDA, the state entity, to do education, outreach, and homeowner support for this program.
Okay.
So we are not, we're not the contractors.
Right.
We're not the specialists that come into the home perform these assessments. But what would happen is an interested homeowner could call our organization, 516-541-1006.
Say that again, 541-1006.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And or go to powerupcommunities.com.
Okay.
And there's a very simple, just one-page application to take advantage of these free assessments. What would happen within a week or two, you would schedule, you get to choose from a list of home performance specialists who are part of this public program.
Okay.
And they would come in, perform a 2 to 3 hour comprehensive assessment going from your basement to your attic, looking at every nook and cranny of your home that affects how energy is used in it and therefore how much money you're spending on it. So they'll look at your air leaks, your windows and doors, your insulation levels, your combustion appliances, your ventilation system, your duct system.
Combustion appliances?
Well, yeah, I mean your heating, heating and cooling systems, okay. But also looking at your refrigerator, your light bulbs, the yeah, everything. It's every single aspect of the home. You got to think about the home as a system, where every single part of how energy is used affects how air circulates in the home, how you know, how where the safety and comfort is. I mean, it's good to think about it like a doctor's appointment for your home, where on the surface everything looks pretty good. But you know some things are going on behind the scenes.
Okay, okay. That's perfect.
And that's what that assessment is there to do.
Very
is
good.
Go behind the scenes and let you know what remedies are there for you to take advantage of.
And there's no charge for this assessment?
Yeah, the initial assessment, if your household income is less than $215,000,
okay,
is absolutely free. And then once you get that free assessment, you are not obligated to move forward. At the end of the day, we really hope that homeowners go through this process and are able to save money and make their homes more safe and comfortable. But we also just want to equip people with the knowledge so they can make an informed decision about the energy decisions in their home.
Well, once they have the report, knowing something needs to be done is important. Knowing who can do it is even more important.
Certainly.
Do you provide a list of trades, craftsmen, vendors in each of the areas?
Yeah, so there, through this, the overall program through the state entity NYSERDA is called Green Jobs, Green New York. And through that, there are contractors who are certified to do this whole house energy efficiency assessments. And they have to go through an accreditation process in order to be a part of this public program. So if you sign up for an assessment, you get a list of all of the these home performance specialists that are able to perform these assessments as a part of the public program. So the homeowner is able to go through that list, do their own research, and look into the different availabilities, and then schedule an assessment with whichever one they are most comfortable with.
Any one of the people on that list?
Yes.
Yeah, what I'm asking is after they get the assessment, they'd say, "Ooh, I need to do something about my heating system. Who is a certified heating system specialist within this program?"
Yeah, so the contractors that perform the assessment will also be the contractors who do the work. As a part of the public program, because you're able to give a free assessment and because of that accreditation process for these contractors to get into the public nature of this program, you have them performing the free assessment and then they're doing the work based on the work scope that they provide you.
They can do all of the work?
Yes.
Okay. So they're really multi-talented.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, what I would like to do is move it over to Paul.
Yeah.
Because you've had work done. So
you're
the first-hand specialist here.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm the poster boy. I've been through the program, and my experience, I think, is pretty typical from what I understand. I retired about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I knew I had to do some work on my house. My house is about 90 years old, and I love this house. We raised our family there, but, I had an old oil burner. There was some drafts, and I said, you know, I'll look into this. Some of this work I could do myself, but some of it I'm probably going to need to get a contractor for. And then I heard about the Power Up Communities program and that they offered a free home energy assessment. So I said, let me take a look at this. This would be, you know, it's worthwhile to have some professionals come in and let's see what they have to say. So that's what I did. I got the assessment. It was no cost. They did a very thorough. It took about 2.5 hours. They checked for air leaks, did the safety checks that Ryan had mentioned. They did a blow a door test where they pulled air through the house. And that was pretty dramatic in terms of, you know, really confirming that we had some serious air leaks. And then they provided this work scope. And I had some questions about it. And the Power Up people had been very supportive. They said, any questions, give us a call. So I did have a couple of questions that I wanted to bounce off them. I liked the idea that I had someone who was basically, you know, nonpartisan, that was not looking just to make money, although I felt comfortable dealing with the contractor. And then I decided to go ahead. Now, my work was a conversion from oil to gas and insulation and weather stripping primarily. Ryan had mentioned also that the program is set up to have no out-of-pocket expense. So I said, how could that be? How does that really work? There are rebates that in my case covered about 20% of the work. I understand that people who have a lower income, I never complain about my wife working, but unfortunately she works in this case and made too much money for me to get the full 50%. But people who are below a certain threshold can get 50% of the cost covered. And then I financed the rest through this low interest rate loan, 2.5%, and 3.5%, excuse me. And the approval process was very simple. I don't even get a separate bill for it. It's through this program called on-bill financing. So the repayment of the loan is set up in a way that it's never more than what I'm actually saving. And I saved pretty much the first year close to what the contractor estimated, about $2,000 a year. So having that.
And they take out like $1,800 then as your payment, so to speak.
Yeah, so let's say you had like 12.
Mine's 87 a month, so it's
okay,
less than
that. Okay.
So I actually have money in my pocket. And then, you know, so this enabled me to do it without having to worry about, do I have the cash to pay for it? I would have probably done it anyway, but there are many people that don't have the money or don't feel they want to spend the money. This program enables them to go ahead.
That's the more important part. That's tremendous because it's something many people probably need. But if you don't have the $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to make it happen, you go on forever.
Right.
Yeah, wasting money.
You'll live with it.
Or you go to the bank and they're not going to help you out. They're going to charge 8 or 9, 10% depending on your individual situation. That's tremendous.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I'm a strong believer, and I told the Power Up people, I said, anytime you want me to come and talk about my experience, I'm happy to do it. I just wish we could get the word out and get more people to do it. I encourage everybody to at least get the free assessment. Then you know where you stand. It's up to you to decide what you want to do. Power Up people will be your advocate, and you know, they can help you save money and make your home comfortable.
I mean, the point is, for anybody listening, well, you call 311 or call directly 516-541-1006. Whoever answers the phone, you just tell them you're looking to have your house evaluated and they'll put you through to the appropriate person. Make an appointment. So you spend a couple of hours, but you walk away with two things. Somebody's complimenting you and saying, this is the best house I've ever been in. You need to do nothing.
That didn't happen to me.
Or they're going to give you a few ideas that you can turn around and say, we should act on them. And if they're so minimal, you might say, listen, we'll do it in a year or two. But in your case, literally, you're paying less than you're saving. So it's a win-win from day one. And
exactly.
Obviously, it's a more comfortable environment, which is the main thing.
Yeah. Then you get that from day one. So even as you're paying back, so yeah, 2 to 3, 3 to 5 years of the payback period before you start pocketing those thousands of dollars savings, you get the immediate increased comfort and the peace of mind of having a more efficient and safe home.
Unbelievable. We have to take a break. Keep your thought, David. We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.